Chapter 2. Dad had lowered his window to give Grace some fresh air, and by the time we reached the service station, Bella's hair, much to my delight, was sticking out in all directions. Mine probably was too, but I didn't care. As we climbed out of the car, Grace said she felt better. "Better as in you're not going to hurl now," Bella said sarcastically as she took out her hairbrush. Grace looked puzzled.
"What's hurl?"
"It's just a cooler way to say being sick," I explained. Bella let out a dismissive snort. "What do you know about being cool, Libby? You're certainly not." That comment got to me. I mean, I know I'm not cool, but I don't need her to tell me that. At least I didn't have everyone at school texting horrible stuff about me. I felt like retaliating. But I couldn't say it, not knowing just how bad those texts had been. Bella's problems at school had started 6 months earlier, though we hadn't known about it at the time. She'd had a big row with Sam's previous girlfriend, Andrea. That part was probably as much Bella's fault as Andrea's. But then Andrea started sending round nasty texts to all her mates, and also to Bella, accusing her of all sorts of things, including being unfaithful to Sam. The accusations and gossip became more and more vicious. Bella showed me some of the texts, but I knew there were also ones she deleted straight away because she said they were too disgusting to show anyone. I didn't know what was happening when it all started. Bella didn't tell anyone at first, and at school the Year 7s and Year 10s stayed pretty separate. But at home she was being really loud and mouthy, much more impatient than she'd ever been before, picking arguments with all of us, but especially with me. At the same time, she started wanting to stay in all the time when she wasn't with Sam, and she never wanted me to go up and speak to anyone I knew from school if we were ever out and about together. She was spending loads of time with Sam, who knew a bit about what was happening. He'd been sworn to secrecy by Bella, who threatened never to confide in him ever again if he told anyone. So he didn't tell, but instead he went round to Andrea's house to confront her about it, and ended up getting punched by her older brother. The cyberbullying, because I know now that's what it was, went on for a couple of months, until Mum saw a text one day and asked her about it. That was when Bella finally told our parents everything. Mum and Dad were horrified and wanted to go to the school immediately, but they couldn't get an appointment to see the head teacher for several days. Apparently, when they did see him, he wasn't that helpful, saying that the girls needed to sort it out themselves. Mum and Dad were furious with the school's attitude, and that's when they made up their minds to move Bella. But Dad was also furious with Sam for knowing about the texts and not telling him. He said that if Sam couldn't make the right decisions where Bella was concerned, then he didn't want him seeing her anymore. And when Bella told Dad defiantly that she was going to see Sam regardless, Dad grounded her for a fortnight. Despite Bella being grounded, she and Sam were still texting all the time and FaceTiming each other loads. And as soon as she was free to go out again, she carried on seeing Sam, though she was careful to do it behind Dad's back this time. "Not seeing him just hurts too much," she told me one evening, hugging her middle tightly as she spoke. "But then I don't suppose you get that, do you?" "Yes, I do," I said, enjoying the feeling of being confided in for once. "It's like when Sarah left. I still really miss her." Sarah had been my best friend since we'd started school together when we were 5, but she moved away last year. We stayed in touch via email, but she quickly made another best friend at her new school. Not that I blamed her. I just wished that I'd been as quick to find someone else. Though now it didn't matter, I guess. I wondered if I would make a new best friend now that I was moving away too. Mum says it's better to have lots of different friends rather than one best one, because then if you fall out or they move away, it doesn't matter so much. I'm sure she's right. In fact, I know from experience that she's right. So what is it that still makes me want to replace Sarah? "It's not the same at all," Bella had scoffed. "But then, you're such a baby. I should have known you wouldn't understand." If she hadn't had tears in her eyes as she spoke, I might have argued back. Instead, it struck me that she probably had a point. Yes, Sarah had been really important to me.